Party. Welcome to Everdive! No more sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
At a baby Tony.
Bubba Gumpino, Canadian Station Beer Wonder Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Let's play ball, it's game day.
Strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Brucey Bruce.
Come on, Molly. Make us proud.
Come on, Molly. Make us proud.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Thank you, Scott Stapp, for that fucking banger. Otter, how are we? Tony, how are we doing?
Anytime I could tweet that out, I'd fucking smile across my face.
It is opening day across the MLB, which normally spells good news for this program.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
We got a fucking rally, boys. Bases loaded.
Opening day.
Double play.
Is underway. Why'd you have to do that to him?
It just happened. I didn't
really?
I didn't do shit.
Fucking shit. Yankees are up 5-0. Trying to get the final numbers here on pitching. What did he do? There he is. Gerrit Cole, 6 innings, 11 Ks. No earned runs.
Yep. Short.
Logan Webb had fucking 12 Ks.
Yeah, that was a career high for him.
Game was flying. Might be the fastest Yankee game I've ever
seen.
It's
over. It's basically over.
Yeah.
105 to fucking 335.
Short hair for Gerrit Cole as well. So people were a little worried might be a Samson situation, but sure. No. Still got it.
The fade Patrick Corbin.
Where's Corbin?
Train continues. Braves first 5. They covered the half. Which Gumpy and I were on, I believe. Bruce, were you on the Bravos or not?
I'm on them full game.
So you're hanging on.
In the blue chip parlay.
Yeah. You're hanging
What's
on.
What's his name left the game? Max Fried got hurt?
Yeah, I heard a little fucking hamstring tweak maybe when he was running the first. Got a stretch before game one, boys.
Not bad.
You can also tell early that some pitchers do not respond well to having guys on the bases with the pitch clock.
Is Patrick Corbin one of them?
Yes. But Marcus Stroman on the flip side seems to embrace it. Yeah.
Kluber walked the most guys he's walked since, I think, forever today.
So the Braves are up 4-2 in the 8th. The O's are up 5-2 in the 4th. Speaking of Klubs, the Cubs, who I was on plus a half, were you on them plus a half as well?
Yes, sir.
They're up 4-0, top 5, so we are close to bringing that one home. I'm not saying we're there, but Stroman has gotten out of a couple jams. Tigers and Rays just went off, and then we have a bunch of 4 o'clock games going. So we have a little bit of time here. We got a little bit of time. So, Bruce, you were watching the games. Nice pace, big bags.
Yeah, the bags are looking thick.
What were you putting bets in?
No. Sorry, I did.
That's a classic sweater.
I'll tell you later.
It's
unbelievable.
Subway Series champs. I was just reminded to keep the swearing down. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Parma. My grandma says that we say fuck too much.
Well, you did that. Parma. You just said it. I haven't said it yet today.
Yeah.
I was making sure not to say it that much.
Yeah, I think it's mostly our Laker talk.
Love you, Parma. Well, that's
Yeah. That just turns into what it is.
That's gonna happen there. I mean, kind of Yankees, not a surprise there. They were favorites. Braves, favorites.
Yeah, it's gonna be chalky.
The Sox go off as favorites there.
Yeah.
Cubs were dogs at home. Oh. We're back.
Oh.
All the way back.
Totals wise, Yankees Giants for the game will go under first 5.
Over on my
was it 4-0 then?
Three
Braves Nats 6 for the game would go under, I believe. O's Sox will go over. Cubs Brewers first 5. I don't know what it was sitting at 4. That's close. So that was one of my things. I didn't know how the runs were gonna go as far as the no shift, pitch clock, stolen bases.
On base seems way up through
just felt
one
like
afternoon,
Yeah, definitely.
Just felt like something we're going to have to deal with?
Just ducks on the fucking pond, man.
Yeah. Are you going to bring him home or not? That's the thing.
That is the thing.
Gumpy, you got a home run bet out there?
Yeah, Yoshida need the lad to fucking smack one. Might have went a bit too heavy on that. I saw that number this morning, and I was like, that's just absurd for your cleanup hitter to be getting plus 900. That's wrong.
Hopefully. I didn't know he was a wee little lad.
Yeah, he's never been in a slump, dude. He's unbelievable. Fucking Yoshi, dog.
How did we do last night? I know, what did I have? NBA, that did not. Memphis lost at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Clippers. Writing was on the wall.
The people sitting out was too much to overcome.
Yep. 2-0 on the player props.
Good for you, Bruce.
Yeah. Proud of you. Knicks came home. Lakers came home.
Mid had a good night.
4-0.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Small NHL. I didn't take anything NHL, right? Small NHL night.
Colorado.
Oh, the coin.
Yeah,
coin came home.
Colorado lost.
Yep.
Congrats to the coin.
Leafs lost too. The Panthers blew it.
Shout out, coin.
Fucking Westbrook was on fire last night.
Who?
Russell Westbrook.
He's still playing?
Yeah, he had 40 points, right? Threes.
I don't think he missed from three.
Didn't go into my handicap.
Yeah, he just had to get away from a few toxic teammates.
That's it. Makes sense. Got it.
The Western Conference is going to be, I mean, the NBA playoffs feel like they're going to be pretty electric.
The Western Conference is going to be a fucking bloodbath. There is not much that separates, like, the teams from the top, like, probably three, and then, like, then there's just, like, everybody else through 10. It's pretty awesome.
It'll be fun.
Parody.
Except for, it won't be a bloodbath because the Suns are going to...
If Durant stays healthy, there's no way the Suns shouldn't come out of the West.
You would think.
Unless who knows, the Warriors could just fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you can't count out a team that's won as much as they've won.
Bruce, can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
How are we doing at the Valero? What's going on at the Valero?
Yeah, what is going on?
I saw Matt Kuchar with an early birdie.
Oh, really?
But now Matt Wallace has taken command and is 4-under through 11 in your solo lead, coming off a huge win at the Corrales Championship. Let's see if he can string some wins together here. Back to you.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Bruce. I was actually...
Cooch Daddy is 2-under.
That's pretty... I mean... We said, hey, Cooch is going to be someone to reckon with this week.
Has Siwoo gone out there? Or is he
no, over? Four something, I believe, is the two guys that I am on.
Got the late tee time.
Yeah, they are going off at, let's see here.
What, are they
going
to play three holes?
I think they're both at 4 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah,
I kept seeing tweets that it was getting pushed back and pushed
back. Oh, rain this morning. Yes.
Yeah.
Delays.
That'll happen. All right, let's get into the rest of MLB today. What do you say?
Here we go.
What do you say, boys? Did you guys have anything for the game that just went off? The Detroit...
No.
Tampa game?
Nope.
McClanahan was a pretty heavy favorite. Still is, minus 215.
Tampa is in a parlay that's certainly going
to
lose.
Okay, good to know. Phillies are at Texas. Nola versus DeGrom. Rangers minus 140 on the full game. I decided to take DeGrom. First five, money line. It's minus 150. I'll lay it. You get DeGrom in his home park, okay? New home park for sure.
I want to believe in this Rangers team with DeGrom and Eovaldi and who else they got?
I don't care about the rest of the team. I believe in DeGrom.
Need to shit down the rest of the rotation.
I wasn't.
But after your bet, jeez.
I'm speaking of DeGrom. The Mets are falling apart before game one. Jesus, closer and now fucking Verlander done.
Not great.
Wow. Not great.
Yeah, hate to see it.
Now, Phillies plus a half is enticing, but I'm going to go with DeGrom.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom.
There's a no play for me. I do obviously respect Jacob DeGrom, but I just can't trust the Rangers to put the runs on the board. Florida.
Yeah, you couldn't trust the Mets to do it either. It didn't stop me from fucking taking them.
Yeah.
Pirates are at the Reds, 4-10. That's always a great atmosphere in Cincy opening Barn day. I like the Buccos lineup a lot better, but I like Hunter Green a lot better than Mitch Keller, so I'm going to stay away from that one.
Hunter Green might throw 108 miles per hour.
He might
gas it up that far. Yeah. I want anything to do with this game on opening day, middle of the season day, end of.
What are you talking about, dude?
I'm just. Yeah, I don't think you're gonna catch me betting a Pirates Reds.
You game. Might. Hey, you fucking I mean, might.
Yeah, maybe down the road, but not today, my friend.
You didn't think you'd be betting fucking old reliable fucking last year, Jose Quintana all fucking year, but you did. Okay.
Until he got traded, then he fell off.
Guy was the ace.
He's got to be in his right. He's got to have his niche spot.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
I'm on the Reds.
Okay, fuck you.
What?
Parade, better pitcher.
Why is fucking Rich Hill not starting opening day?
Yeah, seriously.
I think he had like an AARP meeting or something like that. He was
being come on, Tony.
Fuck off. Big Dick Mountain's your fucking ace this year.
No, he's not.
You better fucking say it.
Not saying it. Twins are at the Royals. I know you two are afraid of Greinke. I'm not afraid of Greinke today. I went first five with the Twins, minus 150 on that one.
What's the Twins lineup looking like?
Fucking great. What 300. Do you mean?
Really?
Yeah.
They got Joey Gallo playing one bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross. But hey, Target Field with those Quartz bats they got over
fucking
there.
Fucking Kepler, Correa, fucking Buxton, Gallo.
Fucking Larnick. Who's Larnick batting fucking cleanup?
Dog, okay?
Yeah, I'm on the Royals plus 1.5.
I'm fucking out on this one.
All right. All right, boys. How about ooh, this one might as well be a fucking coin toss now. Manoah and the Jays at St. Louis goes against Mikolas. Minus, I think cards are now minus 110, which makes them the favorite.
Yes, yeah, so you can now see Manoah and the Blue Jays getting plus a half on the first five. Sign me up, my friend.
I, too, like the Blue Jays. Good.
Yeah, Manoah showed up in like a sandlot tarp. He's ready to go.
Odd movement there is kind of freaky, though.
It is a little bit. Mets are at the Marlins. We've talked about the Mets and maybe where their heads are at. I got the Cy Young last year as a dog getting plus a half first five. I will take Sandy Alcantara. Should I be afraid of Mad Max? A little bit. A little bit. But I'll take Sandy Alcantara plus a half first five.
Yeah, give me Mets first five, sure.
Okay.
I leaned to Gumpy's side. It just did not make it into either parlay, but I do.
What?
I do think
come on.
That they, fucking talking up Scherzer in the fucking
come on.
I do like
it. Don't shy away now.
I've shied away.
White Sox are at the Astros. I got nothing on this one. Numbers came down a little bit. 142, Stros.
Yep. This is the play of the day for me.
Whoa.
First five-star of the year. Those cheaters are hanging there, bannered.
Wow.
No Jose Altuve.
No Altuve. Until June,
they, I but believe. But they got their guy on the bump, and Jose Abreu figures to be mashing.
Okay. Anything for you on that one, left?
Give me Stroh's first five money line.
Okay. Padres, 220 favorites against the Rockies. Nothing for me.
I'll lay the half first five.
Cheers. They're part of the blue chip.
Okay. Blue chip. How did the Padres get into the blue chipper?
Well, it was them or the Angels, and the Angels don't belong in the blue chipper either. So
the Angels are in mine. I'm going to lay a half with Shohei. Shohei's hot. He's coming in hot. Fucking Moore of the A's just had a terrible spring training. This is more of a fade the Oakland A's, which I know Gumpy doesn't like me doing. And it may come back to bite me in the ass, but I'm going to lay a half here with the Angels.
Yeah, these ain't your father's A's, Tony. There's nothing to worry about there. I got nothing on this one, though.
D-backs, Dodgers, anybody? Anybody? Urias, minus 160?
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Dodgers. Dodgers. Dodgers. Dodgers. Dodgers. Dodgers. Dodgers. What? Dodgers on the run line. Dodgers on the money line.
And then my last pick
Dodgers
of the night.
Dodgers team total over. Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Last game of the night. I'm going to get Shane Bieber plus a half, and I'm going to take it. against Luis Castillo, who has pitched his fair share of opening day games. But I'll take the Guardians plus. This is you'll hear me say this a lot during the baseball season. I was going to take whoever was getting a half in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I said I was going to sit this one out, but I mean,
he couldn't do it.
This is a 7-10 start on the West Coast here. I need to have some skin in the game for the late start. Give me Castillo and the Mariners first five money line.
All right,
enjoy, boys. I'll be watching the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
I'm fired up for the first Dodgers game.
Something just came in.
6-2. Jesus Christ.
It's all right, lad. Hey, it's all right.
Sail day tomorrow.
Sail day. Why wasn't he opening day?
I think they kind of just wanted to, you know, just maybe just ease him back one time. Maybe not put the world on his shoulders for every time he comes back from injury.
I could see that. Yeah. Jumping into the NBA, we have a cross-sport boost tonight.
Two.
Shohei, 6-plus strikeouts, and Giannis to score 30 tonight against the Seas.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I think the Seas are live tonight.
Me too. With Milwaukee coming off a back-to-back, I mean, they're traveling back home. I actually am on the Celtics money line.
I'll take the three.
That's my only play of the NBA. There's only two games.
Hold on. Am I hearing this right? Hold on one second.
What?
Huh? We've talked to him about this before, right?
Feels good about it.
What? I like taking the fucking money line.
He likes the juice.
How about there's a promoted same game parlay that has the Celtics laying 2.5 as an alt spread.
I mean, nothing.
I would take that.
Guy loves the fucking Seas tonight.
I like the plus. I mean, I've always liked the plus.
I like the plus.
I still like the plus. I like chicken.
I still like chicken.
Take the points, Mitt.
Don't do it, Mitt.
Fucking Seas.
Take the money line. Take the money line.
No, I mean, yeah, what rush. I'm going to bet is going to be the money line.
Take the money line. Yeah.
You got it.
Take the 8-2.
Fuck off. Fuck.
Not the start of Dirty Water 1, huh?
No.
I mean, you got Ryan Brazier in the sixth inning. It's not. Just fuck off.
Everything told me to take the Pels tonight. I did not do it, though.
Nope.
They didn't cover last game.
I like the Nuggets.
Okay. I'm not on NBA.
Joker, triple, double, inbound, wide.
Give me the Sox money line plus 1150.
Right. You're throwing a live money line already.
It's only the fifth, dude. There's a lot of ball left.
Okay. There's 161 games left.
What do you say? 2,400 and how many did Passan say?
Yeah. 2,430 or something like that. Yankees are winners. Braves are up 4-2, top 9. Orioles are up 8-2. Cubs are up 4-0, end of 5. So we hit that plus a half. Gumpy and the Rays are up 1-0, bottom 3. Bruce, anything to update us on?
Yeah, is the NIT championship tonight?
You're fucking right it is, Bruce.
Who do you like, Gumpy?
I love UAB Moneyline tonight.
Yes.
Gumpy? Or, I mean, Bruce?
It's colder than a broad in a brass bra doing push-ups in the snow in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates. Woo! It was tricky to find one there.
I felt that one.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Give him some morale, pump him up a little bit.
Hey, how about fucking JR last night, Nick?
JR last night at youtube.com/thatshockeytalk? You can go catch it. Talked to him for about an hour. Absolute legend. Shared some incredible stories. Boy, is he an open book.
Yeah.
He'll tell you. He will tell you what's on his mind, and I love that.
Hell of a bottle of whiskey that man makes, too.
Listen to this. Whiskeyinthewild.com, good plug for JR. Bottle of whiskey, nice big bottle of booze, comes with a flask attached to the bottle.
Okay.
You pull the flask out, fill it up. Gulp, 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 gulp.
Whiskey and Canadian whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
chocolate. What do you say? Chocolate orange flavored. I
mean, yeah, it's got a little right little own. Hint of orange, little hint of chocolate.
That is a cool bottle.
Sign pretty sweet bottle. Up.
That's fucking a very cool bottle.
Drinking some of that tonight, my friend.
You got some?
Oh yeah.
Up in Canada?
Oh, it's Canadian whiskey.
Yeah, it's probably flying off the shelves in Canada.
Yeah, it's, Canada is dominating in Canada. Coin, we talked about a coin one.
Coin did win. Florida Panthers won, much to Gump's dismay. He bet the Leafs. The Leafs lost. That's what happens, Gump's. Maybe now you'll learn.
Oh, fuck off.
Ton of games tonight.
And the Wild, we'd been team skating with the Wild.
The Wild are a fucking problem.
We should not have.
I've been saying it for months, boys.
We should not have got off the boat. You said it can't go against them. We should have listened.
So tonight, ton of games.
Yeah, ton of games. Only a few picks though.
Okay. Let's hear what you got.
All right. Let's start in Washington and Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Because the Caps were on the wrong end of the coin last night.
Sure.
We will go to Tampa Bay, the 60-minute money line at -140.
Okay.
I got a. Actually, I'll do it at the end. Go ahead.
What is that?
Oh, well, you gotta do it. I got a three-team money line parlay.
Let's hear it.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Vegas.
Yep.
Carolina. It's +245. I feel good about it.
I feel good about that too. So a lot. The reason I only have a few picks is because there's just a lot of big favorites.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Big favorites.
And then I'm going to jump on Brucey's Broadway Blue Shirts, the Rams.
No fucking way, dude.
Who are they playing?
Against
they playing?
The Devils!
Yep. The Rags.
Just talked to Fitzy last night.
I know. Fucker. 9-2 in their last 11. The Devils, only a 2-point lead over the Rangers at this point. They're 2-0-1 against them, but they're 2-6 in their last 8 overall. So they're trending the wrong way going into this matchup. The Rags are trending the right way. Shesterkin, give me the Rags on the road as a dog.
Okay.
Give me the Devils.
I knew that was coming.
And then I thought about Philly. They've won 4 straight, I think.
The Pons?
I thought about the Pons as a dog going to Ottawa, but I looked at the goaltending matchup, and I don't love it. Carter Hart is not going. Felix Sandstrom is going, and he is 2-12 on the year.
It's not good.
So I'm going to stay away from that one, and I'm going to jump all the way to the LA Kings against the Edmonton Oilers.
You fucking won't.
Do it.
The Kings are 2-0 against the Oil this year.
They play well.
Not with fucking Junis in net.
Give me the Edmonton Oilers.
Hell yeah.
11-3 this month, although the Kings, not to be slept on, have gone 9-3 this month. Both these teams are playing incredible hockey right now. The Kings, great defensive team. The Oilers, the offensive team in the NHL, but I will take them on home ice.
Who's in net for the Coils?
Stu Skin.
Fucking Stu Skin's in net?
Why does Junis keep playing for the Kings? What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe they want to rest Copley a little bit, you know?
Fucking Copley?
Now's not the time.
I agree, but I don't know.
Anything else?
I love the Oilers.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah,
love the Oilers. That warms my heart. I'm heartened. I will.
I'm heartened by that. I know I've said this multiple times, but throw some money on the Oilers to come out of the Western Conference.
I assume are they the favorites for that?
No, Colorado.
I've got one more pick and two more to think about. The two more to think about are Florida and Pittsburgh. Both are in a heat here. They both need to win these games. They're both $2 favorites. So maybe you look at 60-minute lines. But again, overtime isn't going to hurt them. It's going to help them. So just something to think about. Okay. Maybe a money line parlay. I don't know. Montreal stinks. Nashville has gone in the tank a little bit, but I'm not picking them. I'm just saying something to look at.
Okay.
And then I am on Vegas, as you mentioned, Gump, in your money line parlay. I'm going to take them 60-minute money line at -125. They are 11-3 in the month of March going to San Jose here, a good road team.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it. That's it for me. Good luck, boys.
Anything else for you, Gump?
That's it.
No, that's great.
Anything else for you, Bruce?
I think that's it.
It's only 5 ball games tomorrow.
Yeah.
Padres, Astros, Dodgers parlay.
Plus
300. No, today.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Nick.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Tone.
Happy birthday, Tony.
The starters are out for tomorrow.
Are there day games all day tomorrow?
No, they're all night games.
Nothing. I'll tell you where I'm going to be. I'll definitely be on Robbie Ray and the Mariners. I know that.
You're not going with fucking Hank Gaddis?
I don't know who Mr. Gaddis is.
Me either, to be honest. Couple guys who...
Guardians got like Quantrill and stuff too.
Couple guys who pitched in the Classic, right? Was Lance Lynn fucking pitching the Classic?
Yeah.
Lance Lynn, I think
Kyle Freeland did as well. So did Merrill Kelly. They're all going tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
I wonder what this could be about.
Oh, no. What's this guy doing?
Happy birthday, Tone.
Thanks, Foxy.
That's good stuff, Foxy. That was good.
Tito's coming in here.
We got something.
If it's to do what I think is going to happen, I'm going to end the stream right now.
Happy birthday, Tone.
Oh, it's Phil.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Hey, thanks, Zeke.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate you, Phil. All right. We'll be back. Actually, I won't be back tomorrow. You guys will be back tomorrow. Yeah. Bruce is coming to the high castle seat.
Does everybody get a day off for their birthday? That's a pretty awesome perk.
No, it's not. Everyone's got their jokes.
No, but in all seriousness, Tony, happy birthday, dude.
Thank you, lad. Appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Tony.
35. I'm going to start taking care of myself.
Hell yeah. Hey, you haven't been doing so bad.
You're a good man, Tony.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you.
You're a good man.
Thank you. Got to do what you got to do.
Hell yeah. Yep.
All right. I'll tweet out picks because I love baseball.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
Faux show.
For sure.
Faux show.
I mean, there's only night.
Or maybe you can just text us.
I can do that. Yeah, I'll put them on the show. We'll put them on the show.
We can make a graphic.
Actually.
We'll make you a little birthday graphic.
You can probably call in, to be honest.
Hell yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be back in the Berg by the time the show goes live.
Holy shit.
So maybe, if you guys can figure out the audio.
Yeah, I think it's just this one box. I gotta do some shit, but yeah.
Just don't touch it.
All right, boys. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da. Da.